Being in prison can be overwhelming. Recently, a champion basketball player was released from a Russian prison where she had been detained. We might experience ourselves as being in prison in various ways. Perhaps some illness or the aging process, some financial concern, a difficult relationship, an accident that limits our possibilities, or something else that makes us feel like we are chained down. In today's gospel, John the Baptist was in prison. He had been preaching in the desert that the kingdom of God was at hand. King Herod Antipas had his winter fortress in the desert near the Dead Sea. This was a warmer place than Jerusalem during the winter. Herod had arrested John and placed him in one of the prison cells at that fortress. Several years ago, I was fortunate to visit Israel and walk among the ruins of that fortress where John eventually died. John from prison sent word to Jesus asking, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" Perhaps John was beginning to doubt whether Jesus was the Messiah. John had preached fire and brimstone about when the Savior came. Jesus, however, preached mercy, forgiveness, and love. John's thinking was apparently different from Jesus's. In John's time of doubt, he had to adjust his way of thinking to the way of Jesus rather than holding on to his own opinions about God and the kingdom of heaven. It is always difficult to change our way of thinking, to accept something that seems so different from what we believe. This is one area during Advent where we are called to repent. Jesus sends word back to John, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind recover their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. And blessed is the one who takes no offense in me." To take offense at someone means that somehow they become a stumbling block to us. In challenging times, perhaps Jesus becomes a stumbling block for us. We might wonder if Jesus is truly the Savior who has come into the world. Perhaps we question the authenticity of the church. Then we might reflect on Lourdes in France, where the Blessed Mother appeared to Bernadette in 1858. 3 million people gather there each year, interceding for healing. 70,000 miraculous recoveries are attributed to the Blessed Mother. Only 70 healings are officially recognized as miraculous by the Catholic Church. Places like Lourdes can strengthen our faith. It is there the blind recover their sight, the deaf hear, and the good news is proclaimed to them. The prophet Isaiah speaks, "Strengthen the hands that are feeble, make firm the knees that are weak. Say to those whose hearts are frightened, be strong, fear not. Here is your God. He comes to save you." Even when our knees are shaking out of fear and doubt, we are encouraged to be strong of heart. Isaiah's words give hope to the poor and vulnerable of society, those who live in poverty, those who experience the violence of war, those young people who are trafficked by others, and those who experience great suffering from illness of various kinds. Isaiah reminds us that when we ask God to strengthen our faltering steps, then our eyes will be opened and our deaf ears cleared. Then our tongue will sing for joy. John the Baptist, a prisoner and perhaps fearful, was strengthened when the disciples reported back to him what Jesus was doing, even though he had to change his own ideas about the Messiah. He held on in faith to his belief that Jesus was God's chosen one. Herod's wife, Herodias, called for his brutal death after her daughter danced for Herod, and so John surrendered his life to the God who saves. The reading from Isaiah concludes today by saying, "Those whom the Lord has ransomed will return and enter Zion, singing, crowned with everlasting joy. They will meet with joy and gladness, sorrow and mourning will flee." Where do we find ourselves imprisoned today? What causes our knees to shake? Again, we hear Isaiah say to those whose hearts are frightened, "Be strong, fear not. Here is your God. He comes with vindication and with divine recompense. He comes to save you."